guys, what's the goal defensively?
You know, obviously we want to have some of the same success that we had last game. We want to get after the quarterback. You know, that's where our success starts, you know, getting after the quarterback, putting pressure on Alex. They got a great team. They're on an incredible run. You know, that Tennessee Titans game, you count it, but you really don't. That was it came down to the wire. They have a very, very good team, and, you know, we going to have our hands full, you know, going into the kingdom this Sunday. It's the playoffs now for us, you know. So we're in playoff mode. I know for me, I'm great. I mean, another week we're playing a great team. We still have an opportunity. We still have all our goals in front of us. So, you know, I think you know, the mentality is right where it needs to be. Now we got to go out there and get a win this weekend. And next weekend. Those are must for us, and that's where our focus and our priority is.
Two games left, and you guys know the situation that you're in. Do you as a leader need to say anything, or does everybody in that locker room, are you already on the same mindset?
I mean, you're dealing with, you know, 25, you know, DeMarcus, you know, 36-year-old. You got all of these guys in the locker room. It's really not much that you have to, you know, do. I don't have to stay on these guys and tell them, you know, this is a big game. You know, you kind of take the sting away from it, you know, in my opinion. So we all know it's a big game, from leadership all the way down to the guys in the cafeteria and the field guys. We all know what type of game this is for our organization, and we're going to go out there and take it one play at a time, and, you know, hopefully, you know, it swings in our favor.
It seemed like the Pats had a conservative sort of not making the same game plan against you guys. How do you, as defense, react to KC comes out with the same sort of
We got to make a mistake. I mean, I don't know any other way around that, Cam. You know, you got to make it happen. You know, we got to force fumbles. I don't think we had a turnover in a couple of weeks now. And that's what we pride ourselves on, whether it's, interception or strip sack Miller or whatever it may be. We got to get the ball out, and we got to get the ball back for our offense. And if we're able to do that, then I feel like the magic will start flowing for us. But it starts with us getting turnovers, and we got to make it happen no matter what they show us. I mean, it's a great package. You know, Shane, he's an incredible rusher for us, and so is Shaq. So we're really putting all our pass rushers out there on the field. And, you know, the depth at D-tackle, it gives us an opportunity to get some of our pass rushers in there to rush. So it's a great package. I love it. You know, we get all our talent on the field. It's kind of like having, you know, Westbrook and Durant and Harden, you know, when he played for the Thunder. So we got guys that can rush. We just got to get them on the field. Oh, it was great. I mean, whenever you get voted by your peers, fans, and coaches, it's, you know, an incredible honor. You know, I go out and I compete against those guys, you know, week in and week out. And for those guys that I compete against to vote me to the Pro Bowl, it's really nothing like it. And it's all type of awards and accolades that you can achieve. But the Pro Bowl is very important to me, and I appreciate it.
The Chiefs got their wine
this week? I think so. I text Justin. He said that he was giving it out. So, you know, I just put it in the captain's hands. You know, Justin is the captain over there. So whatever decision he makes with it, you know, it'll be cool. I did my part. It's in Kansas City at the facility. They have it. So, you know, Justin, he's the leader over there. Whatever he wants to do with it, you know, I can't go to the facility and pass it out myself. So, you know, it's all on Justin. He's an incredible, you know, leader for those guys. And, you know, he'll work it all out. I did everything I was supposed to do. No, I hope not. You know, we have our best games, you know, when Justin gets a sack and then I get a sack, or I get a sack and Justin gets a sack, and we kind of go back and forth. Those type of games, those Chiefs-Broncos games where we're both having great games are incredible. I like to see, you know, success from Justin. You know, he's one of my favorite pass rushers in the National Football League, and we've been through some of the similar type stuff with ACL. So I think I'm just drawn, you know, naturally to Justin and, you know, the type of guy he is. So I wouldn't want him to be any different. I would want him to be dominant. I want him to get three sacks so I can go out there and get three sacks too. I loved it. You know, B-Mac is incredible. You know, I don't think – I don't know if too many kickers around the league got the whole team, you know, gifts. So that just shows you what type of team that we have, and it shows you what type of kicker that we have. He's an incredible guy. I spent a lot of time with B-Mac. You know, he's an incredible guy, and for him to do that stuff for us is great. I appreciate my onesie. I just don't have it on for you guys right now. But I appreciate it, and I'm going to go home, and I'm going to sleep in it and get it dirty and all the toddler stuff when I get home.
You got any gifts for the guys?
Yeah, I got it. I already passed them out, though. It was just like a bag where you could put your suit in there, too. So you can put your suit in a travel bag, and you can roll it up, and it becomes like a duffel bag. And, of course, you know, I had to give the guys a little holiday spirits, you know, around the locker room. So that's just what I do every year, and was able to, you know, do a little bit more for those guys this year.
Anything else? Okay.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thanks.